right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just talking about, clearly, the crossroads that the Republican Party is at right now. And so they're in a shambles. And regardless of what any of their commentators say, last night was a perfect example of that. You know, whether or not, and I'm not going to refer to Rebecca Clayfish ever as someone who was a calming voice in things. She was, you know, a live wire who clearly was always in an attack mode on people. And no crocodile tears that she's going to be out of politics. It's long overdue. Let's go to the phone lines and Chad from Greenfield. Good morning to you, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Hey, I'll get to this so-called your wish of, you know, this combustion in the Republican Party. We'll get to that in a second. But for someone that says how hateful the Republicans are, you calling Rebecca a strawberry shortcake. I mean, you talk about name. You do the same thing. Calling President Trump a criminal. Earl, that's libel. What has he been accused of? Has he been convicted in court? How is he a criminal?
Hey, listen.
I would be careful about that, personally, doing that on air. But that's name calling. He's not a convict.
Well, let me say this, man. You know, because you say that he hasn't been convicted of anything. Let me see. He's been impeached twice, right?
Is he a criminal?
Yeah, he's a criminal.
You call him criminal. He's not a criminal.
Listen, man. He's a criminal. He'll be proven to be a criminal if you look at
he's
his
not a criminal.
So what's the definition of a criminal, man?
He's never been someone that's been convicted. He's not a criminal, Earl. It's libel.
Well, then let it be libel.
Name calling. That's what you're accusing Republicans of doing.
Listen, man. You tell me about. I listen to Republican conservative talk every day, so I know
you're
what
doing
they
same
do.
Thing.
I'm not doing the same thing they do, because
you call it a strawberry shortcake.
Well, okay, so
anyway,
where is that a crime? Where is that?
Well,
a crime?
I'm saying don't accuse one party of doing one thing when you're doing the same thing every day.
Where's strawberry shortcake a crime?
President Trump a criminal 10 times already today.
That's because he is a criminal. Okay, so let's.
You're doing the same thing.
So anyways,
back to this. Okay, I'm just pointing out your hypocrisy, but back to the structure. I love all your Earl. You got a short memory, man. Come on. You think this primary was worse than when Trump ran in 2016 with, you know, Marco Rubio and Jeb and Ted Cruz, all the nastiness that happened, and, they'll never unite, and guess what happened? President Trump won. He beat Hillary. He did what people thought no one could do. Things come together. Think about the Democratic primary with Biden. Everyone was nasty to one another. Look at Kamala, his own VP, was basically calling him a racist on a debate stage, and people were making fun of his cognitive abilities, but they came together. I mean, it's just all wishful thinking, Earl. I mean, just come on, man. Think this is fractured stuff? This happens all the time.
Yeah, it's going to be fractured stuff, and there are going to be harsh feelings. And as I stated, the reason it's not going to come together is because there were groups and Republicans in this state who loved that wing of Scott Walker and what Scott Walker and Strawberry Shortcake stood for. And now that page has been turned, and a man who has no background in anything other than business is now going to be your candidate. And
guess what, Earl? That's who the president, Donald Trump, same thing, and he won the presidency. Now you tell me what kind of experience Tony Evers has had. He's had no experience. He was the head of DPI for 8 or 10 years.
The last time I checked, DPI is a governmental body.
So, can you name one accomplishment he's done in eight years as a DPI?
I don't have to name any accomplishments. I can tell you about the accomplishments that he's won on the state level. Okay, he's
okay,
our governor.
Okay, but you're saying then Tim Michaels could do the same thing then.
Well,
you're saying
listen,
Tim Michaels has no experience. Evers had none. Evers, you can't name one accomplishment in 8 years, Earl. One accomplishment in 8 years
as
EPI. Just one.
I don't have to tell you anything about accomplishments other than on a level with education in this state. Certainly in many areas, Wisconsin is reputed for its education in public education. You can point to the city of Milwaukee, but outside of the city of Milwaukee, the educational system in the state of Wisconsin, public education, is doing well. And it did well while the governor, Evers, was in charge of it.
So well, name me one accomplishment he did in 8 years. Like
what did I just tell you?
8 years, Earl. Just one accomplishment. Just one.
Let me Let me put it to you this way, Chad. You don't
8 years.
Listen, yeah. Hey, Chad. This is the Earl Ingram show, not the Chad show. So you don't ask me questions about about what I should be giving you answers to. This is my show.
Oh.
And so no different than conservative talk radio, who doesn't even allow a minute for somebody to respond. I'm giving you an opportunity to have a dialogue in the conversation. What I'm not going to give you an opportunity to is to demand that I answer your question.
Well, it's not a dialogue if you don't respond to what
Listen, man. I don't have to respond to what you say. This is my show. You respond to what I say. You know, So here's the bottom line. Here's my problem with Republicans and conservatives. Here's the hypocrisy in you guys. Because I was getting ready to go here anyway. Republicans right now are demanding and making threats about defund the FBI. Republicans' pro-police rhetoric. Oh, the Democrats are saying defund the police. Mandela Barnes said defund the police. Looking right now, Republicans and conservatives across the nation, defund the FBI. Defund the FBI. What's different about that? Got to go to a break.